Praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us to share in our daily inspiration to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. It is my prayer that God has continued to show himself strong on our behalf and cause you to overflow in the areas of your lives that you envisioned this year and that you trust in him for. I pray that you overflow in accomplishing your goals, your plans that you had for this particular year, for this particular season. It is my prayer that God is meeting with them and satisfying all of them. In line with our theme this year, this is our year of overflow. And this week, I want us to see what are the characteristics of God's overflow. How are we going to know that surely we are in this particular overflow, surely God is doing something in our lives, and God is accomplishing his purposes and his words concerning us? That is what we are going to be looking at this week. And we start today by seeing that God's overflow keeps on increasing. The scripture talks about growing from one level of glory into another. If you're a person who is complacent and you feel that you're already there, my brother and my sister, there is something you are missing. You know why? Because God's overflow is inexhaustible. You cannot exhaust it. You cannot reach a point where you say, now I know God enough. No, there is still much of God's glory to discover in your life. And that is what Paul told the Corinthians in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3 and verse 18. This is what Paul tells them. And we all, including you, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. The first thing God reminds us is that his glory is ever increasing. In other words, there is no limit as to what he can do in our lives. It is true he visited you yesterday, but you know something? He is willing to visit you today. He is willing to take you to the next level. He is not done with you yet. Yes, he answered your prayers yesterday so that you are able to trust him for more. I always like saying that if God helped you kill the lion, he helped you kill the lion, it is to prepare you for Goliath who is ahead. Please don't be complacent and don't live in yesterday's glory. Surely you saw what the Lord's heart did for you yesterday. You saw how the Lord delivered you. You saw what the Lord did to you regarding your health or the family, the health of a family member. You surely saw how the Lord fought for your business last year. And you have seen how God has fought for you in your relationship or in your workplace. But you know something, all that happened so that you can be able to trust God for more. God is not done with you yet. He is willing to do more. He is willing to exceed what he did yesterday. He is willing to take you to the next level. And that is my desire. That is why what we are saying, that this is our year of overflow. Now, what I am describing is overflow. It did not just happen once. It is happening again and again because it is a never-increasing glory. You know what I mean by glory? God is covering you with glory. You don't want your life to be covered with shame. You surely want people to see God's glory in your life, God's glory in your relationship, God's glory in your business, God's glory in your lawless apparel, and God's glory in whatever you are doing in life. And the scripture is reminding us that it's not a one-off. It keeps on increasing. The only way you can be able to see God's overflow in your life is you have tuned your mind to keep on growing, to keep on increasing. Yes, Lord, you did it yesterday. I'm trusting you for more. I'm trusting you for more, that this glory will continue on increasing and expanding, because you can never have enough of God. My brother, my sister, in what area is God asking you to trust him for more? In what area is God asking you to keep on growing, to keep on increasing? His glory is from one level to another. He takes us from one glory to another, from killing a lion to killing a bear, to killing Goliath, and even to the kingdom of Israel. And our relationship and our love for him will continue growing. If you have reached a point where you feel, now that is enough for me, I don't want to disturb God more, it is a problem. God wants you to continue trusting him for more. You cannot exhaust the least of us of his grace. You cannot exhaust the much that he can do. He can do exceedingly abundantly what you think or imagine. He can give more than you have, because the purposes and the intents of God is not only to bless you, but also to make you into a blessing. Why don't you trust him that he will move from glory to glory? You know what I'm talking about? That is overflow. It is a characteristic of overflow. God bless you. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us, encouraging us through your word, and reminding us that you move us from one level of glory into another. And I pray for my brother and my sister who are trusting you for whatever area of their life, they're trusting you for your intervention. God, visit them. And when you have done it, do it and again and again, that they will continue seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you for encouraging us. And thank you for speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for sharing your time with me. Thank you so much for those comments. Thank you even for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. You are blessed and you are blessing. And let me tell you, God's intent is that you move from one level of glory into another. Have yourself a blessed and a fantastic day ahead. And thank you so much. God bless you.